Shouldn't we see what you're seeing with the detector?
I thought we were supposed to see that. Oh, hey, we've got a microphone working. We've got one working, now I gotta be quiet. I think that should be the opposite where it's muted unless you hit it.
Celsius. So see, that little warning goes away when we turn it all on. So now we're good with that warning. Okay.
Now, Liberty recording, presentations. To one device, which is my laptop.
Okay, so the projector's on. Don't worry about cordless mic, keyboards, mice behind monitors. The desktop. Liberty recording. Liberty. I think Liberty's fine. Where's the blue jeans part? Now it's... Which is this one right here.
Okay.
So it's opened there. Sign in with the moderator password, which I signed in with my own password. But I wonder if that is the problem. Oh boy, trouble's about to start now.
Hey.
See, I don't know what the... Yeah, let's see if... Okay, so if I come back to the... Let me do this, actually. Let me go.
I think I saw that. How did I see that already?
I did it 2 years ago.
Oh, that's that one? Okay.
Did you do it every other?
Yeah. 2, 8.
I don't know if we do or not. So what do you want to do, David? Do you want to get started or do we have to?
Give me one more minute here to see if I can get logged in to see if it, because I logged out. See if I log in to see if it'll do the projector. Nope. Camera not detected.
Hey. And you logged in as this code or whatever?
It didn't even ask for the moderator code.
Oh.
So it's recording audio.
Is that okay then?
Okay, so.
Well, it'll only record blue jeans if a second person comes into the meeting. So the code that's on here, if she got, it's, I'm pretty sure it's the same code every single time.
Right, I think so too, yeah.
She's so if she...
Email. I have not gotten a text message from her, so...
Okay.
Sorry,
well, it's just...
Right there.
Right.
775, yeah, 775.
So we'll just move forward, and because we have four.
Yes, we do. We're in good shape. Okay. Okay, so I call the meeting of the Arts Commission of June 21st, 2023 to order at 6:15 p.m. David, would you like to do the roll call?
Sure. Commissioner French?
Here.
Commissioner Cancrow? Commissioner Deckman?
Here, but late. Sorry, guys.
Commissioner Gonzalez? Commissioner Munson Merritt, Commissioner Sarah Williams, Commissioner Lori Selly, Commissioner Turner, Commissioner Wolford.
Here.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Well, we have a quorum. Does anybody want to motion to excuse any of the commissioners that are absent?
Do we discuss this? I'll do whatever you want me to do.
We did, but I think we, at the last meeting, we were instructed to go ahead and...
So if there's any commissioner in particular that may have reached out to say, I will not be able to make it tonight for...
Because
mm-hmm. they've made contact.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. I heard from Glory. And then the other two that I heard from are looking to resign. So the only person, let's see. Lori. Yeah, Lori Selly. And Jennifer Turner. I did not hear from Jennifer Turner.
Is Commissioner Cancrow excused then? Did she reach out to you or?
Yes, she did.
So I moved to excuse Lori Cancrow.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, can I get a second?
We all approve it.
Yeah, do we have to vote? All in favor?
Yeah, you have to call the vote.
Okay. All in favor?
Hi.
Okay. The ayes win. we don't have minutes from the last meeting, so we will roll that into the next meeting, I'm guessing, to review and approve those. And David, do we have correspondence?
We do not have any citizen comments, but these are two pieces of correspondence that we received. We'll go over in just a moment. I have more over here, so. So the two pieces of information that were sent to us is the first one, Aaron from the Pierce County Library System. They have had a student who has expressed an interest in placing a sculpture there, but they do not have the reason for the, or they don't have the space for a sculpture. And so they have approached us to see if it was something that we would be interested in.
Is it just for a temporary display?
Yes.
Do we have a space for that big of a sculpture? It's pretty big, it sounds like.
It would probably have to go, like maybe on the second floor in that waiting area is really the only place that I could see it fitting.
I would say if she is looking for, like, if she needs this as part of a project, like she has to have it on display in the public, then I think we should support it. If it's not really tied to anything, I mean, I don't know. It's up to you guys. Because in a way, like, having the sculpture there could, like, happen through it with their liability for it. And...
She's a resident of Bonnie Lake, though.
Okay, yeah. And I feel like if it's part of, like, she needs to put it in public, like, sometimes it's part of a project or something, I think it would be great to put it. Otherwise, I don't want to have it to be up to either of them.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of a fan of if we can make it work with minimal effort, we should just go ahead and make it work.
Okay.
As long as they are aware that we're not responsible for its care and keeping.
So does this sound reasonable? I will reach back out to Erin and ask her to have Sierra's family submit an official application, which we can bring forward to the next one, have all the official details, and then we can make a decision at the next meeting officially. But that we're open to the idea.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which I believe is part of the display agreement anyway, so.
Yep, sounds like a good.
And then the next one is something that's already ended, I believe, but Dave Morrell said that they were looking for an arts commissioner for the at the county level for our region, and it ended Thursday, June 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so do we reach out to them and see if that application period is in fact closed?
By Thursday, June 15th.
Sure, yeah, but sometimes.
Are you interested in applying?
Is anybody interested in applying? Because we don't have to talk about it if no one's interested.
Right. Okay. Like, it would be cool if you get to go to like events all over.
Okay, never mind that.
But if you are...
I am not interested in putting another thing on my calendar. I am good. All right, thanks, David. So no public comments. So let's look at old and continuing business. Commissioner Deckman, did you have any updates on Beautify Bonnie Lake? Okay.
David, or give you a list of things you need to buy for drugs.
Okay.
Beautify Bonnie Lake. And then all, as a side note to Beautify Bonnie Lake, I brought in the decks that are all finished. You sealed them. These were done by Art Club and the AP drawing class. I think he or so, and then Caitlin did one as our Art Club president and also in the AP class. But they're all pretty cool. There's a few that are like mediocre, but generally they're all pretty amazing. And I sealed them all so they should last a long time and used external paint, like external latex paint. So hopefully, like with sun and everything, it should last. But I was wondering if you want to install the Beautify Bonnie Lake, or do you want to install in the summer with like a work team? So we just have to decide that.
It's usually the second Saturday of September, sometimes the third. I feel like depending on where Labor Day falls, it's like a 15th.
Yeah, I want to say it was the third, but I'm looking right now to see for sure because I'm pretty sure it's the 16th.
Okay.
But I will look here very quickly on BBL's website.
Yeah, and so Josh, so you know, it's Josh, right? So you know, we usually have like a team of people and students. Okay, you end up doing it up here at the
yes.
Okay, because like Lori split it into two groups at a time, which we normally just do one over at Eleanor Park. But this year, I believe we're doing it across the street right here, and so you'll be able to park at Park and Ride, walk over. We're going to do that, but we also sometimes have like a team that installs ducks. But if we could do the installation of the ducks before that, if people want to meet in the summer sometime, that would be a cool thing too, so they're already on the
mm-hmm. Do we know where we're putting them?
I don't know what anybody else thinks. I kind of would like to see them go down the back side of that hill. You know, the one just right over here across from Dairy King.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have them going up. And they're all facing the right way to go down. So they're all facing to the left. So they could
okay.
be flying down that hill. But we don't have to.
Okay.
It was just a thought. And it seems easy to access. And then the other ducks that are there, though, I'm afraid of heights, so I can't do this. But if somebody isn't afraid of heights, those need to get the metal ties mm-hmm. on them, the mm-hmm. ties or whatever. Because right now they're just tons of plastic, and you'd be nervous if they've been there a while about one of those falling off. The city will be liable. We all know, you know for like a year that mm-hmm. we don't have the metal thing. So if we could get like maintenance to put those on,
I don't know.
But I will not go up above like 6 feet.
Okay. What does the back side of that look like?
Is I think it's a hill just so you can just walk up it.
Do we need to hack back blueberries to get to?
I don't think so. I think it's pretty clear there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just somebody who feels comfortable with going on the back side of it. Yeah. And it's really easy, like you just zip tie like around the neck and the leash.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
I'm either way.
I would totally go and like watch and be moral support if you wanted to meet up.
Somebody's got to be a duck catcher,
yeah.
In case it drops because they're. I was looking at them the other day. They're on the other side of the fence, but
yeah.
So you've got to hold it on the other side while you zip tie it, and that can be a little bit sketchy. So.
So they are tied with something right now, so I think you just leave the ones that are on there, but mm-hmm. add two more with the metal on it.
Yeah.
So those are my two beautified body lights. So if we can't do the team, I would love to add that to the beautified body light team. And then who's like our beautified body light correspondent? We usually have somebody that kind of works.
I believe Todd Wright from the city is typically been in charge. I did talk to Todd, and he is feeling pretty confident that we can use across the street as a venue, and if it's dry, we'll have them all outside so we don't make as much of a mess inside, but if it is wet, there will be room inside.
So would you prefer that we meet up at like Lowe's or something, or do you want me to just give you a list of the things you need?
If you send me an email list, then I can just go on and be like, order, 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 order.
Do that, like, in the next couple days.
Whenever you want to send it to me, then I will get to it when I have a few extra moments. We recently did that for the community garden. To go in and buy a board, it was $44 a board. To order online, it was $22 a board. I'm like, we will take twice as many boards from online. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Vinyl wraps. Mm-hmm. I just printed two. You don't.
Yeah.
One, two.
So,
there you go.
We changed the verbiage a little bit to make it so that we can just put it out. You know. And so, one idea that I had, we missed this whole year, obviously. but one idea I had, something was like,
Tunes of Taps.
That way, you know, we'll actually get people to...
I think, like, doing all of it would be cool. So we could do that and...
Yeah, well, I mean, when the school year starts, we can do that.
Yeah.
And if you can send me this in a digital form, our My Bonnie Lake, which is the recreation guide, will come out, should we have an interlocal agreement, mid-August, and we can put it in that digital distribution.
This one's kind of written for students.
Yeah, this one is written for students. And here we have funds allocated already to pay for this, or approved to pay for this. And then, you know, what, maybe once the school year starts, we do a new call for a new round for a different box. You know, so we've got several.
Do we want to just do local artists for the one that we do this summer and then a guest person in the fall? Or we'll just keep that as two separate?
Yeah, I wonder though if we use this continually for until we have all six or seven boxes wrapped, that keeping a no end, we can just kind of have a continual influx of art. And we can just choose from the selections at a certain point in time. And yeah.
The last time I had it, it was better. Yeah. You know what I mean? So this way.
Like a little sentence like that, that this is an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. So that like people know that like it doesn't really matter what they
do. Could even be like the first thing we look at it and then touch the street.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, September 20th, our first meeting in the fall, after the summer exposure, whatever.
So if some language that has students or local it is specific to that box.
Yeah, we did want that to be student artists, the one that's right by the high school and the bookstore. So I think we should keep this one as just for student artists, but if you make a version, such maybe different examples of the boxes without that location, and then we just say local artists on that one.
Yeah, maybe we distribute the old version, just take the dates off of it.
I
think that asking people to apply is adding a barrier. That it would be nice to just say, here's the Dropbox to drop your submission, without having to do the layer of application. We discussed it, but we never agreed or disagreed to pay artists. I think I wonder if so. I guess as I process it, I think if this is kind of a call to artists, and we get art submissions from everyone from the 4-year-old in the neighborhood to, you know, the 80-year-old artist or whatever. Are we, you know, is the mindset that they're artists looking to get paid, or are we just looking for artists to pay to submit art? Right?
Yeah. No matter what, like whether it's a student or professional artist, you'd be like, oh, you're a professional artist, you get paid, but students, sorry, you're free. But like, I think we aren't going to pay as much no matter what. But it would be nice to be like, here is, like, we appreciate your time, your reward of money.
With the schools, with the students too, we talked about potentially granting that money to the school art program, whatever.
Yeah.
I think Pierce County paid $500 also. So if we wrap up one September 20th and one, are you thinking the end of the fall quarter, like December selection for students? That's potentially two.
So realistically, if you voted on one design at your September meeting, you could get that wrapped under this fiscal budget. And then if you decide to do December or even in the first one or two quarters, that would come out of the next one.
Yes.
And you could easily get a number of students from the fall that would definitely hit the second timeline.
Yeah, I think I looked at the Pierce County one, and I think that they were definitely looking for artists. They weren't looking for community, you know, submissions. So, yeah. Okay, so 250. So we would need, you know, potentially, if we said, you know, max 2,000 on the actual wrap because our quote was old, and then another 250 for an artist. It's 2,250. What is our budget? We've spent negligible funds so far, right?
Right. I don't remember the amount that you have, but I know that there's been very little spending so far this year. If
anything. Do Beautify Bonnie Lake funds come out of that, or?
So if it's art projects that you guys are doing for that, then yes. Oh, I do know that I got Glory some of the
sealant
for some ducks. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of what else.
I just gave you a receipt for
right.
Stainless steel zip ties.
And then we'll be getting the paint, which paint right now is kind of
right.
It's like $5. And then the little bit is.
And then we'll need supplies for the summer. So.
Yeah. I really wanted to do one and close this one then. Because we did the.
Why don't you say. Right after BBL, the 16th, because if your first meeting is if you're anticipating the 20th, then we could have all of the submissions in by then and then out to you that Monday morning.
Mm-hmm. Then do we want to do the application process? Just be the
information, right? Like,
they would need just to submit certain certain information with our...
Insert your... send in the design with your name and contact info.
For this name, we need residency. Do we want to do that only Bonnie Lake residents?
I mean, people take it from anywhere, right? But you might prefer a Bonnie Lake resident. I mean, like, so it'd be nice to know what their address is if you want to support local artists.
You could just write on their preference points to artists that live in East Pierce County. Because then they're still in the school district in Tahale, which is still East Pierce.
Yeah.
And then people don't start thinking it's a nationwide call for art by sending it out to...
But if we don't get much, I don't mind supporting a Tacoma artist or whatever, you know.
Right, which is why I think if you do a preference is given to line in it, then it's like, okay, we're going to... These will rank a little bit higher automatically.
I think we should try 250. If we don't get much interest, we could always go up the next time, right? And then for the student one, what are your thoughts about what Caitlin suggested, where we'd be like 125 for students, 125 for those? Program, so they're basically their art program as incentive for, you know, if it's a project
they're doing at school. So it's 250, like,
only students 250 have to do the school program and half to the student. Oh, yeah, so...
They're not
going to
turn down money.
For example, like, my art program, when we get enough money, we get $100 from the fair. They write the check as a donation to the school, and then I just tell them to put it in my art club. Like, I put it in our club. It's our only way we make money in our club.
And I feel like it would incentivize students to know that there's something in it for them, but it would also help the art
community. Yeah, and it's not like an overwhelming amount of money either. It's just cash that we're giving the kids versus a, like, actual scholarship that's going to the And I think, like, our own expression, for example, it's like grants and the bus that they win, so it's pretty comparable for other, like, art movies.
I don't think they're doing it with the
first
one. What is it now? Yeah, so okay. I remember, like, last year, that's what
Yeah, so we could do 150 and 100, like 150 for a student and 100 for the art program. Well, we can think on that. We're going to do that 1 second anyway, right? So.
Yeah.
We can talk more about that
if we do not need to probably vote on a prize amount, though, if we're going to, especially if we're going to publish that. And then also on the amount of money that we're going to spend for the vinyl wrap, because I'm pretty sure $2,000 is higher than the original amount that we approved. So. We won't be meeting as an Arts Commission again before September 20th, though, so we have to make the decision now.
Spend not more than $2,500, because if we do $250 plus, I'm guessing it'll be more than, slightly more than $2,000, right?
So not to exceed $2,500?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not exceed $2,500 for the first wrap and award.
I think if we need more money, we should find a community sponsor, because we have other things that we need to fund also.
I think something on this that you might also want to include is like a possible template for the thing, because it's not clear.
So hold on 1 second. Let's actually finish that. Can I get a second?
To not go above $2,500 for our first final wrap.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye. Right. Thanks.
Once you get the quote, then we can include the template on this. Yeah. Okay. because that'll be important, like, for the creative design process, so they know, like, what we put in and stuff, and also started, so.
I think we need to specify it can be this rectangular size, right? It tells like how much.
That's the hard way. There's
I think we need an application.
We do.
It's a barrier. I mean, it's a barrier right now. We don't know who's updating the website. David's going to learn web design, and he's going to get that done for us. So.
So the city uses the Seamless Docs application, which is when we start talking about Eric Bass, this is what it comes out looking like. This does stay on our website, yes, when the links are up and working correctly.
Because if we can get a link, even if it's not there, but you can advertise a link, you can just punch it in, right? Because even that one wasn't super long when I looked at the link. And it's just always be there. You know what I mean? You can use it going forward. You just need to get it live, right?
So what if the flip side of the flyer is just kind of the details?
Mm-hmm.
Keep the front side nice and clean and just put, like, terms and conditions on the back side of the flyer.
That sounds good.
And then once you send it to me, I will figure out what and who needs to get it on the website. And then I'll also schedule a Facebook post that'll coincide sometime around the start of Tunes at Taps.
Perfect. Yeah, and then I think as far as you were saying something about whatever information we need from them, waivers or whatever, if we can do that when we get to the selection phase, right?
Yeah.
You know, we've chosen your piece of art. We need you to fill out this form and all of that.
Before you get your
yeah, before we even before we even send it to the printer, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we had them sign off on the waiver or whatever.
We'll get our IT group to create, make it into a JPEG. So then the flyer will just be a picture that we'll put on like a Facebook post versus an Adobe PDF.
Well, I was gonna say, like, if I made it just a slide, is that basically all the information that you're gonna create?
Okay. We'll give it a shot.
All right, sounds like a plan. All right, thanks for all of that. I'm excited. Sounds like we're gonna, yeah, sounds like. Let's get her done. Yeah. Okay, so the duck project, I know that Glory still has a few ducks on hand. But when we hung the rest of them over by the kinder care, and I think even maybe at the last meeting, she said the ducks are, you know, officially the baton is passed to anyone who would choose to move forward with ducks. So, and so with Tunes at Taps, I have. I have created a sign-up genius to solicit volunteers. I mentioned this at our last meeting, but I actually brought the paper form. So if you haven't had a chance to click on the link to sign up and you want to pick a Wednesday or more, there's two spots on the sign-up. One is as the lead commissioner, and then the others are community volunteers. There's six spots for community volunteers. I've been pitching it just within my own circles of influence, and I'm pretty confident that we'll have a decent community volunteer representation, and I'm committed to be there all summer. But I don't want to hog it, so, you know, if you want to sign up for a night, yeah, please do. So that's here. But so a decision needs to be made about the community art project, and I had a couple of different ideas that I've kind of conceptualized. What does it look like to keep costs down, to create something that has a cool visual impact, to keep it simple for community members, and so on. And I don't have images with me, and I actually want to cross off under new business items that summer. Community art actually is for Tunes at Taps.
Or which one?
Second page.
Agenda?
Yeah.
Oh, that could probably be operator error that didn't do double-sided.
I have a second copy of the agenda, so you can share. So one idea that I had, kind of carrying this duck theme a little bit further, and I've actually spoken with Susie and gotten a quote from her to make like 4-inch balsa wood duck cutouts, similar to the flying, not the landing designs that are bigger, but the others that wings up or wings down. She can do it for $350 to $400 for like 200 ducks, and they would be small, small enough that community members can do basically similar to this. But I was envisioning them in this sort of massive installation, like on a couple of walls in the Justice Center building. So they don't have to be sealed. They don't have to be necessarily weatherproof. It can be inexpensive art materials. And so that's one idea, using the duck theme. One idea is maybe to create a kind of a hardscape installation along Fennel Creek using painted stones. Okay. Again, you know, I don't know, River Rock is relatively inexpensive with an acrylic, a good quality paint. And then, you know, haul them all out to Fennel Creek, and that could be something we did at Beautify Bonnie Lake as well, as far as hardscape installation. Mm-hmm. But we would need permission to do that. The other one is a lot, I think a little bit more, I saw this idea for this thumbprint mural where they use their thumb and they just make a little selfie out of their thumbprint. And they all sort of get collected into one large piece that represents like the faces of our community. And then that could be just a smaller art piece that gets put up here in the Justice Center as well. So I was originally thinking like bigger outside mural, but the reality is that to create the art for the community to work with is just time. I just don't have time to find, you know, the initial outreach to different people who thought might be interested in creating a piece that people could paint. It just kind of fell flat. So open to other ideas, but, you know, keeping in mind community can be you know, young children. I mean, you guys served out there, can be also very talented artists. So, and then, you know, really creating something with some visual interest and impact. So.
Mm-hmm. Rock one, I do really like that. Probably not look at using non-toxic paint because it would be like in phenolphthalein. That's like my big concern is you have to buy non-toxic paint then.
Right.
And I do like the thumbprint one a lot too. I think what might be kind of fun is if you could like kind of like a very like vague paint by numbers, just like do the outline of like not one year and then have like white in this section, blues in this section, like blues in this section, like clouds. So like people like would pick one of the colors and then like it would make more of a big blob of color that would like kind of represent our area maybe. Kind of fun, you know, do something like that. Maybe black.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure that we would have to do the artwork ahead of time because we could, you know, just have different colored ink or paint for people to do the thumbprints, and then we just take them and assemble the art however we want it when we're once we have all the individual pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the 4x4 canvas idea, I had envisioned doing what you're basically talking about, creating the art, laying it out, and then each person just gets a little panel of it to paint however they choose, but then when you put it together, it still creates that piece of art. But when you start doing the math, 4x4 inches times potentially 200 panels, like, where are we going to put this? Yeah. You know, and then who's going to create it? Because it would need to be created in advance to have the form that we wanted to have. So they would draw the face and the hair or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But on the thumbprint, like that's the face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wasn't sure if we were like shading with our thumbs, like a face, like a whole face.
Trying to.
Yeah. Yes.
Little pieces of paper.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, we just pick a color palette then, and then once we have all of the individual pieces, we get to piece them together like a puzzle.
Are we thinking of doing this at Tunes?
Yes.
You could even do it as like family groups too, if it's like a little four-way. Like you could fit a couple in there if they wanted to do that. Or
them
and a friend, and you know, instead of just you could
mm-hmm.
have a little dog on there.
Right. Now we're getting like family portraits instead of selfies.
No, I like the selfie idea.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking about like how to keep a family unit together if a whole family did one, you know. But
yeah. I mean, they could all do their own. But yeah. I was just curious, like yeah.
We could make a sampler, yeah. I mean, we'll be there to host. This will be a hosted event. So just give people instruction as they come. And, you know, we don't have the, like, these were great too, but hard, I think, because they're larger. And just to get them completed and have them look really nice, it takes a lot of time, right, Caitlin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And each one costs a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do need to every year pull ones that are degrading. And so in the future we can...
Yeah, I'm not sure it was ever intended to be a permanent installation, but...
So when we first created them, we purposely got the metal so that they could be reused indefinitely mm-hmm. with the idea of priming over them and repainting them. But they don't need to be on a regular basis. It could be every 5 years or something. But I do think as you see them fade and look bad, we should pull them down, and they're easy to take down. Like just as commissioners, if I was driving by Kinder Karen sauce and that didn't look very good, if I had the time, I could just go and snip them and take them down and then bring them in.
With the stainless steel zip ties, you can't.
With a wire cutters.
Not even with wire.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh, that was so difficult.
How do we remove them?
Yeah, there's a special, which actually makes them a little bit more theft proof.
That's good. Yeah, actually is a good thing. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, they're pretty tough to cut. But yeah, I can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, we should, or at Beautify Vine Lake every year we could remove a few. And then eventually we could, in a couple of years, do it as another summer project, or I could take them back into art club or whatever. But each one, gosh, I can't remember how much they were. They're kind of pricey for each, like 20 or something. So we definitely want to keep using them for as long as we can.
Yeah.
But they don't have to be an every year project.
Yeah. So I don't know. We don't need to probably vote on the project itself, but and the cost if we do thumbprints is minimal. And then if there's any cost involved in, you know, what we choose to do with them at the end of the summer, then yeah, we can address that at that time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So a little bit of supplies, paper.
Yeah.
And ink pads and Sharpies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, super simple.
Yeah. If you need it to be like a longer or bigger project, like if kids are cruising through it too quickly, they could always make two and take one home and leave one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. I think whoever we, back to your like sign up list, whoever we pick as a student art commissioner, if we're ready to do that today, I don't know if we are, but it'd be great if we could encourage them to sign up, because it's always been in the past that whoever's a student arts commissioner has volunteered a bunch with the Art in the Park.
Okay, so I don't know, what do you think? Should we spend $100 on this project, or is this comes out of supplies?
Or should we just say we would like to put some money aside for Art in the Park in the summer in general for supplies? Mm-hmm. And then we can buy it when we need to?
Sure.
Do you want like $200?
Sure.
I make a motion.
I mean, this is a really inexpensive.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we probably won't hit that much, but I make a motion to spend $200 on Art in the Park supplies.
I second that.
Do you want to make a motion?
All in favor?
Aye. We talked about that.
I don't think you need anything for BBL.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
Are you an I or an A?
Hi.
Do you vote on your own motion?
I was just double checking if we need to make a motion for the money for the Beautify Bonnie Lake stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't. We've talked about it like in multiple meetings, so I think.
You worry. Yeah, I think you're good.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. I would like, so Medal of Arts Award is, I think, just going to stay on the agenda, just so that it's always brought up in a meeting to be, you know, thinking about nominations and inviting people to. That's a good question. It used to be on the website. I don't think it's on the website though now. So
I just wrote myself a note. Is it on the website? So I'll go one, check to see if it is on the website. Two, if it's not, where did it go? And then get it on the Facebook. Well, make sure it's on the website and then create a link to it from Facebook so that way people can see.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that's a nomination type of a thing, right? Can you nominate yourself? Do people have the ability to nominate themselves for an award?
I've never seen that happen. Is it? But
no.
I've never seen it happen, but I'm sure it could happen.
Okay. So the rotating gallery space also, that is on the website. That was one of the things I saw that we need to make some changes to, just because of the feature that's written up, I don't think matches the art that's out there, if there's even anything out there right now. And then the contact info. So, Melissa, are you still up for putting up a display?
We ended up doing a display over at the library this spring, mm-hmm. So
time evaporated from our AP class right after AP testing. We like boom, boom, boom.
It went so fast. I thought we'd have so much more time.
Yeah,
it just and a lot of people had so many tests and things.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean we couldn't in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't think so.
Nothing's come forward to me.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it would be a good place to hang the ducks
until
they find a permit.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Students can come and see them hang them on display.
Oh, I love that idea.
That'd be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it is. So it's a form that allows artists to apply to have their art on display. Or, you know, it was quarterly before Glory was managing that. So quarterly is probably reasonable, but it could be longer. So. Yeah. It's just hard to manage.
Unless you have like a person on staff to manage it, it's really hard.
Yeah. I think that would be a really great way to handle it, because then we don't touch it. We're not responsible for our issues.
I displayed my art once in the Puyallup City Hall, but this was back in like 2008 or 9. So I don't know what their process is now. It's been a while. But it was the same thing. But they actually hosted, at the time, they would host like an art opening with food and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, my art was for sale. Yep.
Nice. Yeah, I'm gonna take some time to think about that between now and September. See, I'm not connected well in the community to the arts, so I wouldn't even have any ideas. You know, I do know one person who isn't the children's book author. Who I thought about reaching out to her to see if she'd like to display some of her cover art. She illustrates her own work as well. But that's it. Yeah. That's one person. So, okay. Let's see. Fall, winter project commitments. I think we can, I don't think an open house is going to happen. I don't have the capacity to make that happen. So, you know, that was a Carrie Mays thing, wasn't it?
I think it was Carrie and Glory that really spearheaded Arttober.
Yeah.
And had basically a bunch of different artists came in and displayed art for a night. And then I want to say they may have had some music playing in the background and then just had like an artist gathering so they could all display their stuff in a few hours.
Stack there.
Yeah.
Should be Eric Bass, Alexis, and
for some reason I want to say at one point in time they did have live music. I don't know why, but I want to say that I thought I remember a harp maybe, or it was Garrett. That's when Garrett was running it, so
And I wasn't a part of it back then. I've never been to one of these events, so I don't have...
So when it was just for the arts commissioners, I feel like we did have music one time. We had like a band kind of one time.
Yeah, there was...
Down here.
Yeah. And then there was stuff upstairs, too, because we bought some portable walls for displaying art on.
So we did several different things. This is all pre-COVID. Sometimes the arts commissioners themselves had an art show. We did it like every October. And then we were also bringing in artists to display. And then we would have events with that, too. But usually the music and food and that stuff was when the arts commissioners had a show.
The top two.
And we had, like, music two different times, I think. Yeah. It was called, like, Arttober. Yeah. But this is, like, all a while back. I think the last one we did may have been, like, 5 or 6 years ago. If it was before you joined, yeah.
Okay. And the Gingerbread House, I think that Melissa Munson Merritt was all over that, but she's resigning. So we'll need to bring that back up in September.
Oh.
And see where everybody's at, how everybody's feeling about taking
I think Jennifer Turner was also interested in working with her on it. So
she needs to be a second, though. She said she's going to need
help. And on that note, the mayor has requested that the Christmas tree lighting get moved from its 30-year location at the public safety building to across the street at the Veterans Memorial spot because it'll have more visibility.
So right here? At the right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are people going to stand? It's at a busy intersection. Could they just light two? Like still do it there, but also...
Is there a tree?
A tree. There's no tree over there currently. Every year at the public safety building, we go out and purchase a tree from Snowshoe down in Oregon.
Oh, I see.
So it would be in Becker's parking lot, basically.
Well, there's a little grassy spot
there. Yeah. And a lot of people come, and then they do the whole, does he understand what happens at it? Like with Santa and everything? Has he
been there last
year? Okay, but last year was kind of different. Than that.
December, early December.
First Saturday in December.
So the gingerbread houses were judged at that event, yes? Back before COVID when everything was...
That was the last one. I won that one.
You did?
Yeah.
I know the person who won the COVID year. So David, did you have a presentation prepared?
No, it was just one of those because this is the new agenda that was put in our file. So I just quickly went through the agenda because there was nothing created last week. So I just left it the way it was and kept on going.
I was excited there for a second.
Sorry. Another disappointment.
Yeah. Okay, so new business items. We have actually two applications.
Yes, one just came in today, I believe, which is, I believe, one of the high school students. So those are for your consideration to see if you would like those to be two new members based on what they've written. And if so, then I would forward a recommendation to the mayor to invite those two to be two new commissioners. And if we have two resigning, they could just take on those two spots.
I'm sort of resigning at the end of the summer.
So what I need from you is an official letter of resignation.
Okay. Do I put, like, dear the city of Bonnie Lake, or?
You can just send it to me.
Okay.
In an email saying, due to school, I'm moving off to and won't be.
And also I'm not in high school anymore, so.
Unless you want to come back once a quarter and still be a member that way.
I mean, you could. But usually the student position ends at the end of June. Is it going to go till end of August then, or?
Well, right now on
the space isn't
the commissioner's spreadsheet, it says that she's here till 2025.
Oh, goodness.
That was a mistake.
That's not happening.
Yeah. We don't have a full commission.
Usually it's a
so
1 year.
The reason why we need to push her out, right?
Yeah,
I think we'll keep you forever. Sorry.
I think, like, no. Comfortably, probably like officially like end of July because I'm moving like mid August. So,
unless you wanted to stay on as a member in one of the non-student roles at a quarterly, you can check in once a quarter and be like, "Yeah, this is how I'm doing," or "No, I'm doing too much."
Kate's moving on.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think that would be one more thing on my plate
on.
That I.
Don't want to think about that meeting you have to attend once a quarter.
Yeah.
She's going to run an art meeting at the UW or something.
I'll join an art club there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll join something.
I would like to motion to accept both of these amazing applications. Yes. I do know both of them.
Did he substitute or?
He is a substitute.
Did I talk to him?
He's a photographer and does digital art, like digital painting. And I think he'd be great to add another male and a person of color onto our commission, which is awesome. I think it's always nice to diversify. When we first started this, it was like almost all white women, like, and most of them were older. And so, like, I feel like we're moving towards representing what Bonnie Lake looks like now with students. And more male and people of color, so I love him as an applicant. And then Alexis.
Is he the teacher from New Zealand?
Yeah, the one that comes and chats all the time.
He talked to me about my art. He was very nice.
Yeah, he's super enthusiastic, positive. Yeah. I like that he sticks to the arts. And he does sub in the buildings. at least at the high school. I don't know about the other ones.
He talked to me about my art for like 10 minutes and had no idea I was an art commissioner or anything like that. Just thought it was very cool.
Yeah. And then Alexis is such a hardworking, just brilliant kid. Had her in multiple classes, and she's won a bunch of art awards, and I'll just take a look at the back of her application really quick. But I think that she would love to volunteer with different programming that we do.
She had time in her list of volunteers.
She's busy, but she does it all. And the nice thing about some of the stuff that she's in is, like, it requires that you volunteer. So she'd be getting hours for, like, National Honor Society. And mm-hmm. Some of these things aren't ongoing. They're just things that she's done in the past, like the body, like.
Yeah, those don't have to be, like, ongoing things. Like, I was in NHS, and I used hours, like, over the summer for stuff like that, and it was,
And that's something we can ask her, too, is if she has time, but.
So, yeah, I like both of these. I did ask David in an email, like, about the vetting process, because, you know, we onboarded 3 or 4 commissioners last fall, and all of them have been sort of. So the question I would ask would be, you know, why do you want to be a part of the Arts Commission, and how do you want to contribute? Because, and I don't know that that's necessarily the greatest question, but to get a sense for, is there a community leader that's applying, or, you know, and I know, like, we wouldn't have Melissa, you know, sometimes we have really great intentions and just find that. Just can't make it work with our schedules, and I get that, but is there opportunity that we have as a commission to vet people further, or is that not in our...
I'm sure you could. I'm sure there's a way we could figure something out. What my recommendation would be is to modify the application that gives you those questions that you really want answered. So it's a lot easier to do just via the application. To a certain extent, somebody can give you the same information if they were to come to a meeting as they would in person. And so by bringing them in for a meeting, are you really going to get different information than what's on the paper, except seeing really their facial and like, okay, how are we really responding?
Yeah.
Can I make the suggestion that maybe, okay, so when I first joined the Arts Commission, which I was on the first panel or the first group, they actually did interview everyone that joined. And then we have not continued that since. But it was Gary Leaf and was it someone from the city council or something that did it. But that was also just to establish it and start it. But what we could do is, I mean, I think we get their phone number, this email. I mean, like, I don't think it's like, unreasonable for you to call and say, hi, I'm calling from the City Arts Commission. I saw your application. Thank you for applying, and thank them. And then if you have a few follow-up questions, and then let them know that when we'll be voting on it. And if they want to attend the meeting when we do it, they could, you know?
I mean, even if, you know, we've talked about the friends, creating a friends group as well. So, you know, if somebody's more of the mindset that, you know, I'm not really able to take the lead on things, but I'd love to help out, then that would be a great time to say, you know, we're really thankful for your interest. We actually have this other group that would be perfect for you to be, you know, sort of one of our volunteers that we call in for different projects and things. So I think editing the application is the easiest thing to do. And I think the question would be something along the lines of how do you see yourself contributing? Because the question, why are you seeking an appointment, is more about like passion and, you know, who am I, but not necessarily about like what does it look like to be.
And one thing we could do also is,
or can you commit?
And just so you know, that this is supposed to be me. He put the wrong arts commissioner name. I was the one who told him about it. It's okay.
When they come in, we could easily forward them to you, and then you could reach out and say, hi, this is Stephanie from the Arts Commission. We received your application. Wendy, you have a few minutes that we could chat. And then when we bring it forward to a meeting, you could say, well, I've talked to this person and here's what I've found out as the chair.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
That,
I would probably just limit it to a phone call, but I like these guys. I don't want to hold this up, but, you know, thinking ahead. Just
thinking in the future.
Yeah. So
have we heard of any other students that were interested in applying or reached out to you besides this one?
I'm not there was one student that had sent me an email. I sent the link, and I don't recall if it was like, this student or not.
It was the same student, because I know she said that she did email you.
Then it's probably the same one.
Yeah.
Maybe let's chat for a few minutes.
So Alexis, it would just be a one-year appointment anyway, because she's going to be a senior next year. I think she'd be brilliant at it, and I haven't heard of any other students. No one else has reached out to me.
No.
Showing interest.
Yeah, I don't say that
yeah.
because of these.
No.
It's been on my mind because, you know.
If we have the vacancy, we could even, if another one comes through, accept a second one. Because when Caitlin leaves, that'll be three, right? So we'll have one more spot. So that is something to keep in our back pocket is, like, if we did have another brilliant kid step forward, no reason why we can't have two.
Glory mentioned, like, knowing somebody that would want to apply. I think she was talking about Masha.
Oh, yes.
I think she might have been.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So do we just, do we vote on this, David, or do we just?
Yes, you would need to make a vote. You could either do it as individually or to recommend that they both get accepted, which would then direct me to request that the mayor appoint them.
Okay. So can I get a motion to appoint Alexis?
Before we make a motion, just for you guys to think on, I would really like to get a student going right away just because it's only going to be exactly a year, especially if it's a senior. And if we put it off to like August and it's even later and then they're not helping with the summer stuff. So I think if we approve it, and then you follow up letting her know that we approved it, and then asking some questions and just kind of getting her to commit to some of the things.
Yeah.
It also gives her the chance to be like, oh, never mind. You know, and she doesn't have to accept it, right? Like, if you kind of put it forward as, like, these are the things. Does that make sense?
Do we just have an email?
There's an email and phone number.
Maybe in
there. Yeah, I didn't even see that. Okay.
The thing with Eric, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but this is from December. He applied in December. So I feel like putting that off longer is kind of like
cool. Oh, I don't want to put it off.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
I totally agree with you. I think we do need to vet people better than we did, like, during COVID.
Yeah.
Like, where we just, like, met people online, and then, like, they just wanted to be there maybe to make decisions, but help none.
Yeah.
So I'm totally listening.
And life happens. I mean, life has happened to me in a pretty big way the last couple of years, so I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. So, yeah. So do you want to, does somebody want to make a motion to appoint Alexis Minson and Eric Bass to the commission? I'll second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye. I will say one thing. Just this isn't about like appointing them. It's about like the summer volunteering. I know that I will be pretty busy this summer just with a lot of things, and also my hands are kind of injured right now just for like overly writing purposes, and I'm seeing like a doctor tomorrow, so I know that I can't volunteer a ton this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more so just going to be able to like assist.
That's okay. Maybe you can help us down the road.
Yeah.
If we get it. You'll be gone by then.
And I know Alexis, so I'll be able to like help her like on some of those days too.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Awesome. Let's see. Next meeting. Open discussion for the good of the order.
So I don't totally know who that went through originally, but at our school it went through a teacher, Christy Mileson, and she's no longer there. She's at Sumner High School, I think. But we have a new person in her position, Andrew Pathrath.
Yeah, he's
and he's also CTE, has like experience in industry. it could be another situation like what she did with the city at that time, where she had students create those as an assignment. But we don't have to do that again. But they were pretty cool when they were colorful.
There was something actually on them.
And I don't know who that was in the city that she worked with, but maybe that
I believe it was Leslie.
Is Leslie still here?
Yes.
Okay, because Leslie could reach out to the new person with the same situation maybe and set that up again. I don't know if that's possible, unless you had a different idea for it.
No.
Okay. That's something we need to push. Yeah, we should push for that to be fixed. Josh, do you want to reach out to Leslie and ask her about it?
I can.
Or
I'll send her an email.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got it down here, street banner, so I'll reach out to Leslie and send her an email.
Okay. Awesome. And then, yeah, there is a new teacher, Pafra.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to give Leslie that information.
I'll reach out to
if she wants to do it again.
Yeah. Okay. I'll send it off to her and John and find out what their plan is to move forward.
Okay.
And there should have been a third document that was an email from, I think, the Pierce County Arts Commission inviting everyone to an event in October.
Cool.
So that I should have given you earlier, but I did not.
It sounds like it's just a like art celebration reception event.
That's what I took from it.
Okay. So if we're interested in finding out more, we could just personally contact this person.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
I don't see that. But okay.
I had them all perfectly cross-stacked when I sent them.
I messed it up, and then I re-cross-stacked it, and then I passed it that way.
Did you guys all get a copy of it?
Yeah, okay. I have it, yeah.
Okay. It's called, yeah, Courtney Chamberlain. Awesome.
Okay, next meeting, September 20th. No meetings during the summer. So,
yeah,
sad.
Yeah.
So, are you going to follow up with Alexis then and invite
her? Yeah, I'm going to follow up with both of them.
Okay, awesome.
Talk to both of them.
Yeah, Eric might help out with the summer stuff too. Yeah. And if you hear of Alexis joining in on one, like whatever her first one's going to be, I will try, if I can't volunteer, I'll at least try to make an appearance just to help her feel welcomed and everything.
If you're able to send out like an email or something about that so I can like know when that is, I can like try to come if I'm like not busy with anything.
Just to like support or like be a backup volunteer.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Or just to like kind of be like, well, this is this thing and this and the.
Nice. Okay.
So just so you know, I'm pretty sure it's the July 11th date is the next council meeting.
Okay.
So I will try to get everything pushed through to the mayor to approve them at that meeting.
Cool. Mm-hmm. They can still start volunteering earlier.
Which, yeah. And then the first.
Yeah.
Actual concert isn't until the 12th, so
there's
a possibility they could be official members at the first concert.
Oh, that's a really good point.
I volunteered like unofficially for like 2 months.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay. So I want to mention we had talked one time about doing a presentation to the council, and I don't know if I ever actually said what I was thinking, but where we were at that time, I didn't feel like there was a whole lot to present to the council, and I would like to make a much more compelling presentation, maybe closer to when the city does budgeting, and maybe actually make an ask for funds rather than just receiving what we get. And so I was hoping to, like, you know, get some stuff done, and I feel like we're on track to do that. So I don't know when the city budgeting process happens, but...
So the city runs on a 2-year biennial budget, which we are currently in year one of.
Okay.
So at the end of this year, our CFO, she will do a budget amendment to equal out all of the things that need to be equal out in the government's budget. Mm-hmm. The council will approve it, and they've already approved next year's budget.
Okay.
So that process for the following 2 years will actually start in July for us.
July, okay.
Of next year.
Great. Okay. So next July, we will have great representation this summer at Beautify Bonnie Lake. We'll have at least one, maybe two final wraps done. And, yeah.
Yay.
I think you should emphasize the vinyl wraps specifically at that meeting
because
that
because we want to
so
do and we want to do so many more.
Yeah, and it eats up a big chunk of the budget just for the whole year and like specifically it's something that really benefits the city. There's not a ton of community involvement and really it should be like I feel like it should be something that they
Or like we just do the like artist award part, you know, the money part to pay the artist, but like the actual payment for the wrap or whatever, the maintenance of that should come from the city, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know how big our budget actually is, but I'm sure that takes up at least, at the very least 50% of it, and that doesn't leave a lot for us to do a ton, like, community involvement.
And then when it happens, we could invite the council and do, like, a big unveiling, ribbon-cutting type ceremony thing of it.
And I think they'd like that, too.
Yeah.
Because it involves, like, like all the city like commissions and committees rather than
the
just
first one, most definitely needs to be a thing. So, let's see. May I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I motion to adjourn the meeting
at
7:29.
Yeah, 7:30. Okay. We're voting on this motion.
Hi.
The motion is passed.
Hey. Thank you, everybody.